Father, thank you. Thank you for this moment. Thank you for this opportunity to come into your presence, to humble ourselves before you, acknowledging that you are our King, you are our Lord, you are our Ebenezer, you are our Savior. Thank you, Father, for the gift of life. Thank you for the gift of salvation. Thank you for your mercies that are new every morning. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your faithfulness, O God, that have kept us throughout the night, O God. You have shielded us, O God, from the hand of the enemy. And this morning we humble ourselves before you to overcome. We decree over inefficiency that we may receive your sufficiency in the name of Jesus. We repent of any sin done knowingly or unknowingly. As we purge our heart with the precious blood on the lamp, we purge our thoughts by the blood of Jesus. We sanctify our garments by the blood. We sanctify our court by the blood. We sanctify the altar by the blood, the instrument of worship by the blood, the hair we sanctify by the blood of Jesus. As we surrender this service in your able hand, that Father, come and use us for your glory. Come and move in a mighty way from this place. Let your presence cover this place, your glory cover this place, your beauty cover this place. We welcome you, our Father who art in heaven. We welcome you, the glorious one. We welcome you, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, that you may have your way in our thoughts. You may have your way in our hearts. You may have your way. You may convict us of our evil ways, that we may return back to the Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we welcome you, Holy Spirit. Have dominion in everything that we are going to do, that the name of Jesus will be magnified upon this place. As you promise, we are two or more are gathered in thy name. You promise to be in their midst. And Lord, we gather this morning in the mightiest name of Jesus, the name that is above every name. And we dedicate this service unto the Hebrew and of God. It is our prayer today for a mighty visitation, that let your angels ascend and descend upon this place. Let the heavens be open upon this place. That Father shower the latter rain upon this place. May you touch our hearts. May you heal our wounds. May you heal our infirmities. May you forgive us of our sins, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus, let thy will be done upon this place. Not our will, but thy will. As you wish in heaven, O God, today may the will of the Father, the will of the Son, the will of the Holy Spirit prevail in everything that we are going to do upon this place, that the Lord will be glorified, that the name of Jesus will be glorified, that the purposes of heaven will be accomplished. That Father, whatever you want to do, may you do it today. Whoever you want to heal, may you heal them today. Whoever you want to touch, may you touch them today. Whoever you want to revive, may you revive them today. Whoever you want to favor, may you favor them today. Whoever you want to save, may you save them today. Whoever you want to heal, may you heal them today. Whoever you want to deliver, may you deliver them today by the might of your power, in the mighty name of Jesus. For we welcome the will of heaven. We welcome the kingdom of God to shadow over every other kingdom, to have dominion in our life, to have dominion in the church. We welcome the kingdom of Christ to have dominion in our mind, to have dominion in our thoughts, to have dominion in our hearts, the kingdom of the mighty one of Judah, the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ, to dominate above every other dominion of darkness, above every other dominion of spiritual darkness in heavenly places. We decree that the kingdom of God to override every agenda. We decree the kingdom of God to override every purpose that is not of God, every agenda of darkness to kill, to steal, to destroy. May it be overridden by the kingdom of authority of God, by the kingdom of life. by the kingdom of salvation, by the kingdom of abundance of life. In Christ Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we welcome the power of God, we welcome the glory of God, we welcome the power of God unto salvation above this place. Let there be light, let there be miracles, let there be signs and wonders, let the sick be healed, let blind eyes see, let the dead come to life in the mighty name of Jesus. Let devils be cast out in the mighty name of Jesus. For the kingdom of our Lord is with us. For the kingdom of our Lord is with us. And when the kingdom come, the sick has to be healed. When the kingdom come, burdens has to be lifted. When the kingdom come, prison doors has to be loosed. In the name of Jesus, we welcome your authority, we welcome your glory, we welcome your power. Mighty one of Judah, reign in our midst in a mighty way. Mighty one of Judah, reign across the nation, reign across the land, reign in our place. In the mighty name of Jesus, reign in our lives, reign in the church, reign in the lives of your children. In the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, we welcome you, mighty one of Judah. We welcome you, the glorious one. We welcome you, the Lord of hosts. We welcome you. We welcome you, Jesus. We welcome you. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way in our life. Have your way in the life of our youth. Have your way in our marriages. Have your way in our children. Have your way in heavy leadership of the church. Have your way, mighty one of Judah. Reign in a mighty way. Reign, 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 reign. Call on him. Call on him to reign in our life, to reign in our nation, to reign in the lives of our children, that our children will not be lost. They will find Jesus. They will find Jesus. They will find Jesus. They will not be lost in the name of Jesus. They will not be lost. They will not be lost. Repayata separini marantaria, rekipterita zambarani moshate, iboroto zabahante ribarataya, reparantana bozande. Father, be the anchor to our lives, be the anchor to our children, be the anchor in the name of Jesus, be the anchor, be the anchor, be the guiding toast of God in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, have your way, have your way, have your way, have your way in the church, have your way in our lives, have your way in our nation, have your way in our city. In the mighty name of Jesus, let the will of the Father be done on earth as it is in heaven. In the mighty name of Jesus, that we shall see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. In the mighty name of Jesus, we shall see mighty harvest of your kingdoms. In the name of Jesus, we shall see salvation of many. We shall see salvation of nations, salvation of continents, for the glory of our God, for the glory of the risen one. Thank you, Father, for you are our King, you are our Lord. And Lord, we pray, give us our daily bread. May you minister to each one of us, O God, at the point of our knees. May you set from your word, and it will not return unto you void, but accomplish that which you send. May you bless us this morning, O God. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptations, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy glory, and thy honor, forever and ever. Amen. Luke chapter 19, verse 44. Oh, let me begin reading it from verse 41 so that we get a glimpse of what was happening at that very moment. So this is what the word of the Lord is saying. And when he drew near and saw the city, he wept over it. This is Jerusalem, the city of the Lord, saying, would that you, even you, had known on this day the pains that make for peace, but now they are hidden from your eyes. Can you imagine? This is Jesus speaking to the city. Praise the Lord. This is Jesus speaking to Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. He's speaking to the people in Jerusalem. You know, there are times where when God speaks to a mountain, when God speaks to a city, is speaking to the people that are dwelling in that place. And he's saying, but now they are hidden from your eyes, for the days will come upon you when your enemies will set up a barricade around you and surround you and hem you in on every side and tear you down to the ground, you and your children within you. And they will not leave one stone upon another in you, because you do not know the time of your visitation. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because you did not know the time of your visitation. So all these things, all these negative things was going to happen to Jerusalem because of one thing. They did not know the day of their visitation. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. There are a lot of people that have been crying to God, that have been asking God to do certain things in their life, but they are not prepared with what God will do. Hallelujah. They don't know the timing. Praise the Lord. Like the nation of Israel, for many decades, for many years, they have been praying for a Messiah. They have been praying for God to send a Messiah like King David, who will redeem them from their enemies, who will redeem them from nations that had conquered them. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But yet this cry over the generation, these prayers that have been made, these prophecies that have been made, these secret prayers, hallelujah, that have been made, the day has come that God wants to answer the prayers, yet the people don't know the days of their visitation. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. We need to be keen and we need to be humble, because God may come in a way we least expect. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The thought that God was going to bring a man heavily guarded. Hallelujah. The thought that God was going to bring a warrior. The thought that God was going to bring somebody who could stand to challenge Goliath the way David challenged Goliath. Hallelujah. But this time God brought such a humble king. Hallelujah. Upon the very ground of Jerusalem, and they looked down on him. They called him, "You mere son of a carpenter. Look how poor you are." Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. Do you know we live in a time where people are consumed with glamour. People are consumed with prosperity. People are consumed with power. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Where people want to go to big churches. Where people want to follow rich pastors. Praise the Lord. When they see that you are not rich the way they expect. When they see that you don't have wealth. Hallelujah. They don't see the reason to listen to you. Praise the Lord. Even in those days, there were many reasons why people couldn't listen to Jesus, because he was born from an ordinary family. Hallelujah. He was not born from family that were known to be rich, that were known with great names. He was born in humble family. Praise the Lord. He was born in humble family. Just the same way like you and me, we are born from humble family in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. But God has a purpose for us. God has a destiny for us. God has a plan for us in the mighty mighty name of Jesus. And the Lord enters the city and he begins to cry over the city because the city did not recognize the gift of God. Hallelujah. There are times where God will give you, will bring a gift to you, and that gift may be in form of man. That gift may be in form of man, and the Lord may watch to see how you will treat that person, how you will treat that man of God. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. Because your blessing is can be intertwined with that vessel that God wants to bring in your way. Is the same way the blessing of Jerusalem was hidden in the loins of Christ. In other words, if Jerusalem could have peacefully received Jesus, hallelujah, there is a blessing that Jerusalem could have received from God at that time. But these very own people rejected him. You see, what you reject will end up in another person's heart. Hallelujah. So the nation of the Jews, they rejected the Messiah, and we collected the blessing as the Gentile. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So it is very important to know the days of your visitation, the days when God wants to answer you. Because if you don't understand the days of your visitation, you will miss the timing of God. And when you miss the timing of God, it can be very costly. Because God operates in seasons. Hallelujah. God operates in season, and there could be a season in your life where God wants to bless you. There could be a season in your life where God may bring a man or a woman to settle with you, to marry you. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. And if you don't understand those days, you will leave the blessing of God, and you will end up crying later on because you missed the day of your visitation. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. That's why we have to be humble in character in the name of Jesus. God bless you, Pastor Dixon, in the mighty name of Jesus. We have to be humble in character because God may come in a way we least expect. That prayer item you have been praying for, you have been crying for God to do for you, it may come in a time you least expect. It may come in a way you least expect, but do you have the discernment of the will of God? Do you have the discernment that when God visits, you will know that this is God? Hallelujah. This is God. This is God who have opened this door. This is God who have sent this man of God to come and speak to my life. Hallelujah. Glory be to God in the mighty name of Jesus. Because if you don't understand the day of your visitation, your blessing will pass you. Your visitation will pass you. Your lifting will pass you. Hallelujah. And you will end up worried in the desert because you miss something you are never meant to miss. Praise the Lord. The day of your visitation, because you do not know the time of your visitation. Hallelujah. So it is very important for you to know the time that God has set. You need to know the calendar. You need to know the time. Because when you know the time, you will prepare well. Praise the Lord. Because there are times where a season enters and you are not ready for the season. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because seasons in life may change so fast, but seasons will pick those that are ready. Seasons will pick those that are mature. Seasons will pick those that have prepared themselves because they knew that there was going to be a change of a season. Hallelujah. If you are a farmer, you don't wait until it starts raining for you to begin looking for seeds. Hello? It is raining already. is when you want to start looking for seed. Oh, you know, do I have any seed in the house? You know, where are the seed? Where are the seed? Where can I find the seed? Where, you know, all along you have been relaxed. All along you didn't care. Hallelujah. And now the season have shifted and you are not ready. The season of your lifting have shifted. You are not ready. The season of your marriage have shifted. You are not ready. You are not mentally ready. You are not socially ready. You are not economically ready. And that season will bypass you and you will end up crying later. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So we have to pray to the Lord to understand seasons we go through in life and prepare for them, because things will not look the same they are today. Tomorrow may not look the same. Hallelujah. If you are a young man, stop wasting your life. Prepare for the next season in your life. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Because you're not going to remain young forever. A time will come when you will need help. A time will come when whatever you did with the past season will speak for you in another season. If you wasted your life in one season, you will continue wasting your life in the other season, because you didn't discern the timings of God. You didn't discern that there will be a change of season. There will be a day of visitation. So you didn't prepare for it, and you end up not receiving what God has released to everybody. Praise the Lord. Do you know we live in a time, we live in the days of the latter visitation, of the latter outpour of the Spirit of God. But even with the latter outpour of the Spirit of God, will be determined by the church that is ready. Will be determined by the church that our heart is tuned by the will of God. Our heart is hungry for God. Our heart is seeking for God. For a church that have not lost the first love. For a church that is leaping for Christ, that for a church that is seeking for the heart of God, not for the hand of God, but for the mind of God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You see, Jesus said in the book of Revelation that the lukewarm church, it will spew out of his mouth. But there was a church that had lost their first love. The child that had lost their first love. In other words, they reach to a place where they begin treating service casually. They begin treating their work with God casually. They begin treating their love for God casually. They come to church as if they are coming to support the pastor, not because they love God, not because they want to see the kingdom increasing. Hallelujah. They are just coming to church because they are coming for a social gathering. They are just coming to church because they want to have a good time. They are just coming to church because the food is good. Do you know many churches today, they prepare good food. So many people come to church because after church there is going to be fellowship, there is going to be eating, but their heart are not beating for God. Their heart are not beating for the lost souls in Jerusalem. Their heart are not beating for the lost souls, for our generation that are lost in drugs, for our generation that are lost in addiction. Their heart are not beating that souls of men may enter the kingdom of God, that many may come for the knowledge of Jesus, that the kingdom of God may expand across the borders in the mighty name of Jesus. But they are just coming because they have lost the zeal, they have lost the love, they have lost the passion. Praise the Lord. So when the day of the visitation come, when the days of the outpour of the Spirit, when the days of empowerment, when the days of the visitation of the favor of God come, it bypasses them because they were not prepared. They didn't prepare their hearts. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Do you know, even in a service like this, God can appear.
God can appear to bless somebody. God can appear to heal somebody. God can appear to lift somebody. God can appear to empower somebody. But it will determine with readiness of heart. Readiness of heart. Do you know there are people that are seeking for healing? And they come to touch ready to receive their healing. They come to touch ready. Those are the people that are very easy to heal. Hallelujah. Because they are prepared. They have prepared their heart that, Lord, I have to encounter you. They have prepared their heart that, Lord, I must put the helm of your garment. I can't go back the way I came. In the mighty name of Jesus, this addiction has to be broken. I have to be healed. My life has to change. I can't continue living like this. I can't continue living this life that doesn't please God. My destiny has to be transformed. I am not a slave to the works of darkness. I am a child of God. I am a child of a king. I am called by his name. My life has to change. My life must produce glory. My life has to produce light unto my generation. For I am a peculiar people. I am a chosen generation. I am a people that are called by his holy name. And the devil can't step on me. I am a rising star. I rise in his wings in the mighty name of Jesus. So they are coming in the house of God prepared. Prepared. Don't allow a season to pass you because you knew it was coming, but you didn't prepare. You knew it was coming, but you didn't prepare. You knew your marriage was coming, but you didn't prepare for it. Hello? Hallelujah. To those that are single, trusting God, praying that God bless me with a husband. God bless me with a good wife. You are praying in the secret place, but you are preparing nothing. You are not prepared in character. You are not prepared with the word of God. You are not prepared with teachings and counsel. Hallelujah. You are not prepared. So even when that man, the day that man approach you, you begin to look at how, what kind of job that does he have? Hallelujah. How much is he earning? All your eyes are in the physical, and you end up missing the day of your visitation because you are not prepared. How many people God has blessed them only to end up losing what God had given to them because there was no preparation of their hand, of the capacity that God was ready to give them. Because what you are not prepared for, you will lose. Most of the time, what you are not prepared for, you will lose. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It is one thing for God to bless you with something, and is another thing for you to be able to keep that thing. Hallelujah. It will take you to be able to keep that thing, to fight for that thing, to fight for that blessing. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Like the same way when God told Joshua, do not be afraid. Be courageous. Hallelujah. And you shall meditate on this book of the law. Day and night, the guy was to meditate on the book of the law. I must be the head and not the tail. The Lord shall go ahead of me. In the mighty name of Jesus, if God is for us, who can be against us? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He leads me through the greener pastures in the name of Jesus. God gave Joshua a word. Prepare, meditate on the word of God day and night. Wake up thinking of the word. Go to sleep thinking of the word. Ride along thinking of the word. Meditate on the authority of the word. That was preparation that God gave to Joshua for your ways to be made prosperous. There are things that you are supposed to do. There are things that you are supposed to prepare your mind for the next season that is awaiting for you. Because the greater the season, preparation, the higher the preparation. Hallelujah. The greater this next season, the higher you need to prepare. In the mighty name of Jesus, you better prepare for the next visitation, for the next season in your life, that when that season comes, it finds you are mature. It finds you have the character to be able to contain that season. You have the capacity. You are groomed in the word. You are groomed in honor. You are groomed in humility. You are groomed in character. Praise the Lord. I always tell something certain people that sometimes we always say, oh, you know, I am where I am because there are no jobs in the country. I am where I am because I don't have money to start a business. You know, I don't have money. I'm struggling. Economy is bad. I meet my brothers every day. Hallelujah. And sometimes I look at them and I know very well sometimes money is not the problem. We don't have the maturity. We don't have the character that can be able to sustain the next season. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. So even when you bless that person with resources, with money, they will end up on the same place because they haven't grown up where they are. They haven't grown up out of the ground where they are. They haven't grown up out of the poverty where they are. They haven't grown up out of the challenges where they are. They are not prepared for the next season. They are not prepared in holiness, in repentance, in character. They are not prepared. So when the next season hit them, pride come out. Hello? This is the holy nation of Israel. It was full of people who were so arrogant and prideful. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I have met people in America that will tell you that in Africa we spend too much time seeking God because we lack things to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I've met people telling me, like on the streets, there are times where we do streets evangelism. Hallelujah. People think that you don't know what you lack things to do. That's why you are crying to God. God, you are crying to God all the time. Praise the Lord. That's why in Africa we pray too much, because we lack things to do. Hallelujah. That we have seen the hand of God. We have seen our lame walk. We have seen our blind see. We have seen cancers being healed. We have seen coronas being taken care of in the mighty name of Jesus, because we hope in God. We not hope in our intelligence. There is a season that have prepared our vitality, that we are not afraid to cry to God. We are not afraid to pray. We are not afraid to pour our hearts to God, because the Lord is our sustainer. We know why we need to serve God. Hallelujah. But there are people that depend on their government for everything. They depend on their army. Hallelujah. There are people that put their faith on the hand of man. There are people that trust in chariots. But to us, we shall trust in the name of our God, in the name of Jesus. Because chariots may fail. Our doctors may fail. Our education system may fail. Our economic system may fail. Our banks may fail. Our stock system may fail. But we know we serve a God that never fail. Is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Is what is yes and amen. And to him belongs all glory, belongs all power, belongs all wealth. So you can never go wrong with God. But you have to understand seasons. You have to understand the time where God wants to ground you, where God wants to humble you, where God wants to train you in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory be to God. That's why we have to pray even for the gifts of men. We have to pray for the gifts of men. Do you know, even when David, he wasn't a king yet, but he met with the tribe of Isaac. God blessed him with the gift of men. And the Bible said the tribe of Isaac, they understood season. They knew what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. Hallelujah. Because they understood season, they became such an instrument in the administration of David, hallelujah, in the kingdom of David, because they were able to prepare David for the things that were yet to come. They were able to prepare David to build a mighty army. They were able to prepare David to build walls around Jerusalem. They were able to prepare David, hallelujah, to build things that was able to help the community, that was able to help the community and the society, because there were men and women from the tribe of Isaac that had intellect, but had inspiration from the Father, that they were able to understand time. They were able to understand season. May the Lord give us a gift today that no season will miss you. No season will bypass you. In the mighty name of Jesus, because you knew about it before it happened and you prepared well. And when you enter into the next season, you will prosper in that season, because what you are meant to do in the other season, you did it well. You prepared well. You were groomed well. In the mighty name of Jesus, that when you enter into the season of your visitation, you grow from glory to glory, from strength to strength. You don't end up becoming a waste like Jerusalem. Jerusalem became a waste. And the Bible said there was no stone left on one another. And you know, when Jesus was speaking these things, they were seeing the stone. They were seeing such a beautiful temple. And they were looking at Jesus like, what is this guy talking about? This guy is talking some nonsense. What can happen to this temple? What can happen to this glorious temple? Do you know, when people have things, when people are endued with wealth, when people are endued with good cars, when people are endued with good jobs, they don't see the need to see God. Hallelujah. They don't see the need to seek God. When everything is going on well in their life, they have no idea what is going to come. You better prepare. You better prepare. You better prepare, because you do know the ballistic bomb that the enemy will throw on you in the next season. You do know the kind of the ballistic that the devil is waiting for you. Now you have money. Now you are driving nice cars. Now you have a good job. When we tell you come to church, you are too busy for God. You tell us you have no time for God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You have time for yoga. You have time for gym. You have time for clubbing. You have time for partying. But because money is flowing, because things are good in your life, you are driving your Mercedes, you don't understand there is a next season where cancer will hit. There's a next season where diabetes may hit. There's a next season where death may hit. But will you be able to stand? Will you be able to stand? Will you be able to stand? Because you are built under the rock of ages. For those that trust in the Lord, they are like Mount Zion that cannot be shaken, because they build their houses under the rock. They build their houses under Christ. They build their houses under prayer. They build their houses under trust for God. They build their houses under Holy Communion. They build their trust under the Word of God. They never forsake God. When people are going to church, they are there. When people are worshiping God, they are there. When people are doing Bible study, they are there. When people are fasting, they are there. When people are praying, they are there. Because they are preparing for the next season, that when that season come out, they are ready to face any Goliath. They are ready to face any devil. They are ready to face any demon. They are ready to face any sickness, because they know their God. And those that know know their God, they will do mighty exploits in the mighty name of Jesus, because they have encountered God in season of dryness. They have encountered God in season of lack. They have encountered God, and they will not be afraid of any pebble that will come their way, because while they were in the field, they fought with the lions, they fought with the bears, and God gave them the victory. God gave them the victory. When they were nameless, they prayed from the sick, and the sick were healed, and they had the victory, and they understood the season of their life, and they walked in. They thought that Jesus was joking. Praise the Lord. They thought that Jesus was joking. You know, sometimes when you speak to people when everything is well, let me bring it now. Hallelujah. When you speak to people when everything is well in their life, they think you are joking. Hallelujah. You tell them, come for prayer service. Let's seek the face of God. Let's pray. Let's pray. Let's wait on God. Let's wait on God. You tell people, let's gather together. Let's call upon the name of God. Come for church. Let's take the Holy Communion together. Let's partake of the blessing of God. Do you know how many lives have been saved by the Holy Communion? Do you know this communion we take in the church is not a joke? Communion can save your life. Praise the Lord. Communion can save your life. Because even the time we partake of the communion of the bread of Christ, we are eating, we are chewing the body of Christ. We are drinking of his blood, the blood of God. In other words, your body is being immuned to with the blood of God, the blood of the covenant. You are drinking of the blood of the covenant, the blood of the covenant that speaketh good things, not like the blood of evil, but is still speaking curses on the ground. But every time you drink of the communion, you remind yourself your life is sustained by the blood of the covenant of Christ. Your life, your destiny, your family, your job, your career, your health is sustained by the blood of Jesus. And no arrow of darkness can bring you down. No curses can bring you down. No diseases can bring you down. No powers of darkness can bring you down, because you drink of the blood of Christ. You drink of the blood of glory. You drink of the blood of salvation. You drink of the blood of forgiveness. You drink of the blood that speaketh good things. And when the blood enters, the devil has to check out.
Hallelujah. I had a testimony of a certain lady who, even on her 90s, hallelujah, she was still requesting for the Holy Communion to be sent for her to partake of the Holy Communion, even when she was not able to come to church, but she was still partaking of the Holy Communion. And she lived very long. She lived very long. Just partaking of the communion, partaking of the communion. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. David, bring it down. Do you know, even in the kingdom of darkness, they glory on the amount of blood they drink. Yeah. That's why you hear some of the initiation in the kingdom of darkness, they are made to drink blood too. Because there is something about the blood. Hallelujah. But to us, what sustains us is the blood of Christ. Glory be to God. So those that have drunk of the blood of bulls, of the blood of men, when they come, they need to find your vitality is built by a higher blood, the blood of victory, the blood of life, the blood from the throne of God. Hallelujah. That's why we are able to challenge witches. We are able to challenge wizards. Hallelujah. Because we are drunk of him. We have eaten him. We have chewed him. Hallelujah. Until he has become who we are, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we are not afraid of the blood that the witches and the wizards have drunk, because we have drunk a higher blood, the blood of the Lamb of God, the blood
blood of life, the blood of victory, the blood of salvation, the blood that speaketh good things in our lives, in our community, in the lives of our children. And therefore, we are not afraid. We are not afraid of darkness. We are not afraid of evil. Hallelujah. Do not, there are people that the enemy can challenge, but there are people that the enemy will meet with you and they will look the other side, because they see you are built. You are built in Christ. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Do you know there are people that when you enter into combat with them spiritually, they will, you will leave broken. Hallelujah. Because there is a vitality that has built you, because you understood season. You understood season when you are supposed to be on your knees. You understood season when you are supposed to be in the church seeking the face of God. You understood season. So you waited on God. You waited on God. And they will not leave one stone upon another in you, because you do not know the time of your visitation. It is my prayer that the Lord will open our eyes to see where you are at the time of your life. Praise the Lord. And prepare well. Prepare well. Hallelujah. Sometimes I remember the days when we were going to school, when I was in primary school, deep in the village in Kenya. I had some youths that gave up in their education at standard 5, standard 4. They gave up on their education. Hallelujah. And now they are adults. There's a season where they find it very hard. Is a season where now even going back to school is a problem. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because there is something they missed. They were meant to gain. They were meant to invest. They were meant to grow. Hallelujah. They were meant to prepare their heart. They were meant to prepare their spirit. They were meant to grow in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You shall not miss the day of your visitation. In the mighty name of Jesus. And if today is the day of your visitation, if today is the day of the answered prayer, that thing that you've been waiting God to do in your life, that thing you've been praying in the secret place, asking God, remember me. Father, remember me. Because the Lord is the King of glory. As is written in the word of God, that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me to preach the good news to the poor. Hallelujah. To decree the year of the Lord's visitation. In the mighty name of Jesus, if you are prepared today, may the year of Jubilee to you. If you are prepared today, may be the year of the Lord's favor, because you are prepared. In the seasons of dryness, you have learned to wait God, wait on God. In the seasons of poverty, you have learned to wait on God. In the seasons of lack, in the season where men rejected you, you are still coming to church to pray. You are still hankering in the word of God, and the time must come that the Lord wants to take you to another season. There is a season of revealing. That which was prepared in the desert will find a focal point. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, you might be the one like John the Baptist that had to wait until the season of revealing. You might be the one God has been teaching in the background. God has been teaching. People don't know who you are. People don't know the embedment. People don't know the gifts, the talents, the callings that God has put inside you. But what God has put inside you, that the Lord has prepared to you to do with you, a time has come that they will shine. A time has come that you will be known. A time has come. You will be an apostle to nations. You will be a prophet to nations. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will be an international gospel musician. You will worship God. You will draw the crowds. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will heal the sick. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will work out signs and wonders. Miracles shall be done by thy hands. In the mighty name of Jesus, open them out and begin to pray. Begin to cry to the Lord. Lord, I don't want to miss your visitation. That whatever you have prepared for me, Lord, whatever you have prepared for my destiny, whatever you have prepared for my life, I don't want to miss it, oh Father. Lord, visit me. Lord, touch me. Lord, humble me. Lord, fill me. Lord, empower me. In the mighty name of Jesus, touch me, oh God. Touch me, oh God. Adala baba 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 shaya ye keteri baba shande itara baba baba. Father, teach me the wisdom from above, but I will prepare well for the seasons I go through in my life. I will prepare well because I have the wisdom from above. I have understanding above my peers. In the mighty name of Jesus. So I will not waste my life. I will not waste my journey in you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, my life will be fulfilled. I'm a shining laughter unto my generation. In the mighty name of Jesus, I am blessed. My home is blessed. My family is blessed. I will not die before my time. The hand of God is mighty at work in my life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, aderema son torobo zande rekete seperida o barantane hetos operataya zekete setemina hando. Receive strength for the next season. Receive empowerment. May the Lord empower you. May the Lord empower you. May the Lord empower you for the next season that you are going to face in your life, that you will come out victorious. You will come out victorious. You will come out victorious. You will shine in the name of Jesus, that even when people go down, you will rise up. You will rise up because the Lord is your help. You will rise up because the Lord is your shield. You will rise up because the Lord is your defense. You will rise up because the Lord have trained your hands for battle. The Lord have trained your hands for battle. So you will rise up in the mighty name of Jesus, because the Lord have trained your hands for battle. You will not fail. You will not fail the way others failed. You will not die the way others died. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, because God has empowered you. God has shielded you. God has healed you. In the name of Jesus. Father, it is our prayer. Give us the wisdom we need, oh God. Give us the wisdom we need. Train us in character, Almighty God, that we will not fail when your power comes. We will not fail when help from above comes, oh God. May you train each one of us. Train each one of us, that even the least among us shall become a city, because we understand seasons. We shall become a city. Almighty Father, in our midst, apostles are arising, prophets are arising, teachers of your word, evangelists are arising in our midst for the glory of the name of God. Men of caliber, women of integrity, they are arising, they are arising, that will take the gospel of Christ to the ends of the world. In the mighty name of Jesus, for you are releasing your grace, you are releasing your power, you are releasing help, you are releasing mercy upon this altar, upon this crown. In the mighty name of Jesus, that destinies of men will be secured, destinies of nations will be secured, destinies of generations will be secured. For the glory of the Lord, for the glory of the Lord, for the glory of the Lord, for the glory of the Lord. Send out. help on our way. Send help on our way. Send help on our way. In the name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you for each one of us. In Jesus' name, we pray and believe. Amen.